farmers have considered beginning their own small business that might sell ag products direct to consumers. There are many challenges and rewards to such a venture, and today we visit with a lady who has experienced them and counsels others on how they can get their start. It's today's edition of the American Countryside. Planting season is just around the corner now, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you of my friends at Wilcross. It's the brand we've used on our farm for over two decades. Do you have non-GMO beans to sell or want to grow non-GMO beans for a premium this coming season? Give Wilcross a call. Whether you grow conventional or GMO beans, Wilcross offers great opportunities. You can get the details by calling Randy Baker at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. Of course, if you're a corn grower, keep in mind my friends at AgriGold, the corn specialist. When all you do is corn, you can look at it from every angle. It's corn 360 degrees. To find out more about the new giant hybrids that are standing out in yield trials, go to AgriGold.com. Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn are a winning combination on your fields. Contact your local Wilcross or AgriGold dealer, and always remember to follow all label directions. Sarah Aubrey knows much about entrepreneurship and agriculture. In 2003, her family set up their own farm-based business that sold direct to consumers.
My husband and I founded Aubrey's Natural Meats, LLC. We sold beef and pork that was raised locally as our farm, as well as one of our neighbor's farms. And we sold that primarily around the local area, about a six-county area.
Today, Sarah owns Prosperity Ag Communications and speaks to many groups about the steps to beginning their own business.
The question I start with for people is there a market? Sometimes the small and niche farm business areas are flooded with some of the same kinds of businesses over and over. You might go to your local farmers markets or your local retail shops and see what's missing and what's there too much of.
Although she is enthusiastic about entrepreneurship and agriculture, there are tough questions to consider.
Even though a lot of the people that start these businesses are already farmers, it's different than the conventional farming practices that maybe you've been in before. And you need to be planning for things like cash flow, workload, and your own time and convenience. And those are some of the things that people overlook in the enthusiasm of starting something new.
The new venture must be valued in light of what a farmer is already doing.
With a lot of farm market type businesses, if you go into something like that, the big events are in the spring and in the fall. Well, we already know if you're a crop producer, that's going to coincide. So it's going to be fairly difficult. Labor is also a concern. Can you commit the labor that also may need to be on the farm and handle your basic and everyday activities?
There are many opportunities, though, and Sarah hopes those in agriculture will not be reluctant to explore a niche they are enthusiastic to fill. Traveling the countryside in Indianapolis, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.